Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 378.
Well, I did the awful thing and let the buffer lapse. I was traveling and thought I had enough days scheduled for the podcast here, but then I wound up broken down in the mountains and it cost me a couple extra days. And I completely lost track of when I was supposed to record more of this podcast. Now, we do only have a couple of days worth of questions here, so if you want more questions, you gotta send them in. I got about a week's worth plus a couple special episodes, so say I'm about 10 days from the end of the questions thing on the podcast. NaNoWriMo is coming up, so if you have an idea for a special series you'd like to hear me do during NaNoWriMo, please write in and tell me, either by leaving a comment on the blog or by using the contact form on the website at www.everydaynovelist.com. Oh, by the way, you may hear the sound of rain in the background behind me. There's not a lot I can do about that, I'm afraid. I hope it's not too loud, but I am in my trailer in the middle of the wilderness, and it is raining. But there is podcast due, so here we go. Meanwhile, we have a question from Scott, who asks, how do you really get started writing by narration/dictation? I've heard how some writers will use software like Dragon Naturally Speaking, or do things like go hiking with a recorder and then pay for a transcription service, but how do you build up to a level where dictating your story is viable? I have a long commute, even by LA standards, so I'm driving around for 3 or more hours every day. I'm stuck behind the wheel with my thoughts and podcasts for around 2 hours on the drive home most days. I would love to use that time to write, but until self-driving cars become commonplace and I can afford one, well, that's not happening. And with the commute, what little energy I have left when I get home is family time. I can squeeze in small bursts to write here and there, but it is always a chore, and I keep thinking about how I have this wasted time on the drive. We learn to write by hand, and even typing now, in our earliest years, and then you spend essentially the rest of your life practicing and perfecting the mechanics of writing through your fingers. When I write a story, there's often a lot of false starts, jumping around to fill in what I missed as I get my thoughts settled and get into a decent flow. The act of typing or handwriting is not really a conscious effort, it's basically just a reflex at this point. But with a format like dictation, I can't wrap my head around getting beyond those false starts, so I end up with a recording that is worthless. I've tried and failed to use Dragon Naturally Speaking, too, for the same reason. Editing as you write in Dragon is just not intuitive for me. So how can you fast-track the use of dictation to write a story to where it's as second nature as picking up a pen or placing your hands on the keyboard, or to where you know for sure that it won't work for you? Well, Scott, about a year and a half ago, I had Kevin J. Anderson on the podcast to talk about how he built up his muscles on this over the years. He's kind of the king of dictation. He's the author that you're referring to who goes on walks with recorders and have someone transcribe them. What he told us at that point, and I'll link to the episode in the show notes, at first he would use the recorder to work out his thoughts about plot structure and scene, and he's an outliner, so he used it to do his outlining and to talk through particularly vivid scenes that were in his head as they came up and ideas that he got as he walked. Then, as he kept doing this, he started being able to dictate swaths of narration and then swaths of characterization and dialogue, at least good enough to the point where he can get what he considers a rough draft transcribed, and then he goes over it himself on the computer after transcription and fills out all the corners and makes it really pretty and ready for publication. He's the only person I've heard talk through his process of how he built this muscle up. I've known a lot of people that have tried dictation. Some people swear by it. Some people just can't get their heads around it. I myself, like you, I've got typing is so second nature to me that I don't know if I'll ever wind up teaching myself to dictate fiction until such a time as I lose the use of my hands for one reason or another. But if I lost the use of my hands, probably what I would try to do is what Kevin has described doing. Now, that's for fiction. For nonfiction, I can extemporaneously do an entire book and then only have to do minor revisions when I put it together, and frequently I have to flesh it out a bit before I prepare it for publication. But the reason for that is that I've got a lot of practice, and I spend a lot of time practicing communicating out loud and structuring my thoughts on the fly. I haven't tried to apply that skill to fiction, but it might help. So on the off chance that it helps, one of the things that you could do is work on speaking, work on your speaking and rhetorical skills, and extemporaneous speaking. Things like, I mean, you're pressed for time, so Toastmasters is probably not going to help you. But trying to dictate your thoughts in a structured manner so that they make sense at the other end and they'd be something that you'd put up as a podcast. Or try telling a story. Don't start off telling it in the detail that you would write it, but tell the story anyway and try to make it engaging, as if you were telling a story off the top of your head to your child as a bedtime story or something. Getting access to all that story structure stuff in your head so that you can speak it out loud is, as you point out, the hard part. And finding ways to do that is probably the way to go. So you can try Kevin's method. You could try memorizing some short stories and speaking them out loud. That may get you used to talking in fiction. You can try telling stories and not worrying about the details so much, and then going home and transcribing the stories as told and using those as the kernel of a story that you'd wish to write. And if one or another of those methods works for you, you can then build out from there. As your confidence increases and your skill levels increase, you should be able to move pretty naturally into dictating stories. Like I said, in the last couple of years, since people have started talking about this publicly, I've known 3 or 4 people that have gotten into it and have really found it works for them. Once they were able to overcome their shyness and to find an approach that allowed them to structure their thoughts as they were speaking them. One thing I used to do is, when I had a long commute, I did used to do brainstorming sessions, and I had a little dictaphone way, way back before there was transcription software. I used to do brainstorming sessions in the car, and one of the things that made the difference between an unlistenable tape and a listenable tape that I found useful was to turn the recorder off if I didn't have a thought that was ready to come out. I didn't just let it run and ramble. I would think about what I wanted to say, and then I would turn the recorder on and I would work the rest of the thought out loud, and that seemed to do really well by me. So that's another possible approach that could help bridge that gap and make the recording somewhat useful. They may not be useful enough to run through Dragon, but they may be useful enough for you to transcribe yourself. And even doing it that way could knock some time off of your writing process.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license.
See you tomorrow.